Hello, this is Jensen Franklin, and thank you so much for joining us for this week's podcast. Our goal is to provide you with biblically based teachings that will challenge, inspire, and equip you to live for Jesus. If you haven't already, I'd love for you to go ahead and subscribe today to this podcast so you can get the latest updates from us and you don't ever have to miss a new message. Let's go right into the service. Recorded at Free Chapel. I believe it's going to bless you today. And I'll begin reading with verse 13 of Acts chapter 10. And a voice came to him, and it said, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean." And a voice spoke to him again the second time. And it said, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." What God has cleansed, you must not call common. I want to talk to you, and I'll give you my title in just a moment, but this is an amazing story. It's Simon Peter having a vision, and when he has this vision, a table is spread in the vision, and God says, "Kill what is on the table and eat it." And he was on the dietary law of the Jewish people that there were certain foods he couldn't eat, and all those foods, lobster and so on, they were all on the table. And he said, "Lord, I can't eat something uncommon." And God said, the voice said, what God has cleansed, don't you call it common. I love that phrase. Don't you call it common. When God's done something, don't you make a little deal about it. Don't you act like it's something common when God cleanses, when God pronounces that which was unclean is now clean. Don't you act like that's a common thing, no big deal. And so I want us to look at this story. I don't know if you remember, that verse 13 is interesting when the voice said, "Rise, kill, and eat." Kill and eat. Some years back, there was a fad that came through many churches. Somebody wrote a book called The Hallelujah Diet. I don't know if you remember it, but it was basically a vegetarian, eating a lot of vegetables, and the bottom line of the diet that it kind of caught on, and everybody that you talked to was on the, you know, it's the latest diet. They're always changing, right? And they were saying, you know, the Hallelujah Diet is anything you can peel and eat, like a banana, and you just have to eat real healthy. And it was called the Hallelujah Diet. And they said that there was a redneck that when his pastor got up and started talking about, he wanted the whole church to go on the Hallelujah Diet, and you can only eat what you can peel and eat. They said the redneck stood up and said, "That's unbiblical. The Bible said, kill and eat." He had a point. Simon Peter said, "I have never eaten anything common." And the voice said, "Don't call what God has cleansed common." What God was saying was, what is happening here is I need you to go to Cornelius' house. He's a Gentile, and I know that Jews don't associate with Gentiles, and I know that you see them as unclean, but from this day forward, the gospel is going to be preached to those people, and if I call them clean, don't you call it something common when I do the miracle of salvation. What he was saying was, this is a plan that you're being a part of that I've been planning for 4,000 years. It was there when I substituted Seth or Abel for Seth. It was there when Noah floated out of the flood with his family. This is something I've been planning, and you're acting like it's something common, but I've been waiting for this moment when the gospel would break out from just Jesus ministering to Jewish people to now under the new covenant, it's for all men of all races and all backgrounds. It's a gospel of whosoever will. And I've been planning this. I was planning it with the virgin birth. I was planning it when Jesus showed up in physical body. God was saying, I was planning it. It was not just God for men and God with men, but now it's God in men. And the death, the burial, the resurrection, don't call this common. Don't call the precious blood shed on the cross common. But I'm going to save the Gentiles and the Jews. It's for everybody. And don't act like it's some common, normal, just whatever thing that I'm doing. You've lost the wonder when you call something common. Don't call this common. Don't get over the miracle of salvation. And we need to be reminded as we sit here this morning routinely and sometimes robotically that there's nothing about this church that is common. It is the result of the miraculous power of God doing things that are beyond us. We should not ever treat the gospel as though it is common. This church is not common. Salvation is not common. The joy and the faith that we have is not common. This life that we're living, folks, right now, not someday when things get perfect, but right now, you're living an uncommon, extraordinary life. And you don't need to act like it's common. This is what God has done in your life. And when he's done something, what he cleanses, don't you treat and call it common. What happens is this in this church is not common. It's a miracle that you're here today. It's a miracle that Buford and Gwinnett and Midtown and Spartanburg and Orange County and Gainesville are here by the thousands. It's a big deal. It's not common. I want you to pause for a moment and think how God was working in your life just to get you here. It's God that brought you here. Don't you treat it like it's a common thing. The story of Noah and the ark, the greatest part of that story is not the building of the boat, but the presence of the passengers. Somewhere in a deep, dark jungle, two lions, one male and one female, the male turned to the female and said, follow me, I feel like I'm supposed to walk in this direction. He didn't know why, but he was being drawn to the ark. And I can see two monkeys swinging, one male and one female on the vines. And the male says, follow me, I know we ain't never gone to those trees over there, but I wanna go in that direction. It's where something over there, I don't know why, but we're going. And I can see the giraffes as they're looking, and the male giraffe says to the female giraffe, let's go in that direction. And the miracle of the story of the ark is how all of the passengers, all those animals, including mosquitoes, two of them. Why didn't he close that door? But two of them made it on. I'm telling you that how did those animals get on that ark? Only one ark, only one way out of the storm. God led the animals out of their natural habitat into a place where they would be safe, where they would be rescued. And the same God that led them led you out of your bondage, led you out of your darkness, led you out of your sin, led you out of your past, and brought you to this place. It's a miracle that you have been forgiven. It's a miracle that you are saved. And don't you ever treat it as though it's common. That you're sitting in church is a big deal. Don't let it be common. In other words, get saved and never get over it. And I want to preach on don't ever get over it. Touch your neighbor and say, don't ever get over it. It's a lot of people who've gotten over it. You shouldn't be able to sit in that seat today and treat this service as though it's just another service at Free Chapel. My goodness, I never got over the miracle of salvation, the miracle of divine direction that God led me here. I didn't lead myself. I didn't choose this place. God chose me. I showed up, didn't know why I was here, thought I was preaching a revival for a pastor named Wellborn at Free Chapel almost 30 years ago, and here I am. It was a miracle direction. The week that that pastor died, he had scheduled me to be the preacher for that Sunday morning 9 months in advance, and here I stand on this property in this building. That is a miracle. You know, when Noah dropped that gangplank, and he didn't say, pick another any boat out of many. This is it. If you don't get on this ark, you're not getting out of this world safely. And I'm telling you, it's a miracle. There's a lot of animals that were still left in the jungle. But here you are in the church, in the body of Christ, saved and on your way to heaven. And what God has cleansed, do not call common. Somebody give God praise if you believe I'm preaching the truth. This is not normal. Where you are right now is not normal. The joy you feel right now is not normal. The life that you're living right now is not common. It's an uncommon life, and you need to never call it common again. Take a praise break. I'm trying to calm down. I know I'm going to embarrass somebody today. But our enthusiasm, our thanksgiving, our appreciation should be uncommon. I'm living a dream. I'm living a miracle. Don't you let God's greatest and greatness in your life and greatest blessings in your life become common. It's a miracle some of you are not dead. It's a miracle some of you are sober and got a Bible up under your feet. It's a miracle that some of you are not on drugs today. It's a miracle that some of you are married after all the enemy's done to wipe your marriage out. It's a miracle somebody's not in prison. They've been set free and they're sitting here today. And don't you ever let anybody tell you that it's just common. It's not common, and I will not give him common praise. If you're living an uncommon life, you ought to get some uncommon praise and give God the glory. Come on, praise him just a minute with an uncommon praise. It's a miracle I'm blessed. It's a miracle I'm healed. Don't lose the wonder of it all. Some of you are sitting here today and you have a child. When the doctor told you, you would never have children. But if you're not careful, that miracle will become common. 10 years later, you forget that he healed you. He delivered you. He brought you out. He performed great things. God gave us this building and another building down the road. And 150 acres, debt free. And he gave us the building in Gwinnett. And he gave us the land in Buford. And he gave us the building in Spartanburg. And he gave us the building in Orange County. And he gave us a building in Midtown that one day we'll own. Praise God. Come on, this is not common. Don't call it common. This is crazy. I'm preaching to the world on television. This is not normal. This is not common. Don't let it become, don't call it common. Where are we going? We're going to go to church. Don't call this common. Has God answered any prayer? Yeah. Have you forgotten? Don't call it common. Some of you are in business. But when God found you, you were broker than the Ten Commandments. You didn't have nothing. And God has blessed you.
And now you got people who work for you, and you ride around in your truck or whatever it is, your G-Wagon or your Mercedes or your Beamer, and that car should never become common. That house you live in should never. There was a time when you didn't have three sets of clothes. Now you got so many clothes, so many shoes. You should never look at your life as a common thing. God has blessed you. Man, I need to calm down. Don't call it common. Don't call it common. Look how God has blessed you. It's nothing like watching people who just got saved. I love it. I can tell when I'm preaching most of the time where they are. They're the ones. And then there's those of you who've been around a while. Because the people who've just genuinely got born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, that's sitting down there, and just normal preaching, like there's power in the blood. Oh my God, did you hear that? But people who say this is just common, this is just Sunday morning. But there's other people. It's like, this is not, you don't understand what he's done for me. You don't understand where I was a year ago. You don't know how messed up and hopeless my life was. So don't tell me to give him a common praise. I know what he's done for me. And he said, what I've cleansed, don't you ever call it common. I was thinking about the old church, the old Browns Bridge Road. Well, I mean, when we started, you know, God just began to bless us. Hadn't been here long and revival hit. Y'all, any of y'all, was any of y'all around then? I don't know if any of you were even around then, but a few of us were around. Man, that place lit on fire. We used to have church on Sunday night, and during the summer, we would pack 700 people in a room that was built for about 500. And the whole crowd looked like we fell in a swimming pool because the air conditioner didn't have work, and we would sweat. I can remember sloshing in my shoes to my car. It was so hot, but man, it was so fun, and we were fired up and dancing and shouting and praising God and couldn't believe that, look here, we got 700 people. But now that's just common. Thousands of people, that's nothing. Buildings and blessings and amazing opportunities, that's just common. The Lord convicted me the other day, and he said, you are not living a common life. Act like it. Show me some uncommon appreciation and thanksgiving for all that I have done for you. Oh, I don't know who I'm preaching to, but you should not be where you are like you are right now. It's not common, and don't you act like it's common. You ought to give God an uncommon praise this Sunday morning. Lucifer was expelled from heaven because it became common to him. He was in heaven, but it just became common, and he didn't treat it with great respect. Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden, and they walked with God every day, but they took it as some common thing, and they got kicked out of the garden. In Numbers chapter 16 and verse 7, I believe it is, or verse 9, Moses said to Korah, do you think it's a small thing to you that the God of Israel separated you to bring you near to himself, to call you into the ministry? Do you think is it a small thing? Has it become common that you're in the ministry? Has it become common? Do you just pull up to that job? Some of you who are in the ministry now that never dreamed that you would get a chance, now it's just a common thing. It's just a job. It's not a job. This is amazing. What I'm doing right now is so uncommon.
What you're sitting in right now is called a revival. We've been in one for about 30 years, to be quite honest. It's never stopped. And just when the enemy thought he would stop it, the Holy Spirit would come and breathe on it again, and it would go to an even greater. This is not common. Can I get a witness? I don't need everybody, but can I get somebody to shout, this is not common? Is it a small thing to you now? The continual key to making it all the way to heaven is to get saved and never get over it. Don't get over it. His first name is wonderful. Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But if you ever lose the wonder, you lose all the other stuff. Don't forget his first name. Don't lose the wonder. If you wonder where the wonder went, it went with the wonder. And if you want to get back the glory of God, you get back the wonder. Don't get over it. Romans 6 in verse 13 says, neither yield your members, your body, as instruments of sin, but yield them to God as instruments of righteousness. Watch this. I want you to yield your members as instruments of, don't do it as unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves to God, watch, as those that are alive from the dead. He said, I want you to worship like God raised you from the dead. I mean, what if you just croak right here, right now? And we ran back there and laid hands on you, and boom, you came back from life. The Bible said you were so dead in sin. The next part of that verse says, for she who is living in her pleasure is dead while she lives. You didn't know it, but while you were partying and while you were living like hell, you were a dead man walking. You were a dead woman talking and partying and shaking it into, but you were dead as you could be. You were lost and on your way. And he said, when I save you, you give me your members of your body and you worship me with them like I raised you from the dead. Don't you sit there and act like it's a common thing. I raised you from the dead. Come on, praise him. Praise him until you forget about the people around you. You were a dead man. You were a dead woman. Well, Pastor, if you would calm down, our church would grow a whole lot more. Phooey on you. The more I think about it, I think I want to shout it from the rooftop. We don't need a quiet church. We need a church that says, I serve an uncommon God who blessed me with an uncommon life. And I'm going to give him uncommon praise. Tell somebody, worship like you were raised from the dead. Let me take it one step further. What if your children died? What if your children died? And God raised, when I'm fell in the pool and drowned, and you laid their hand on in Jesus' name, and they came back to life 20 minutes later. Would you get excited about that? Your children are sitting in church, loving Jesus. Praise him like he raised your family from the dead. Oh my God. Somebody got healed 10 years ago of cancer, but now it's just common. Somebody went through heart surgery and you didn't know when you were laying in ICU if you'd make it. But 5 years later, here you are, but now it's become common. Don't you give him common praise if he's done uncommon things in your life. Somebody praise him. Come out of the doldrums. Stop coming and having Sunday as usual. Just another church service. It's a miracle. By miraculous direction, you're here. You're there. How did you ever get there? It's a miracle. Some of you business people, you deal now hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions.
You just deal with millions, make million-dollar decisions. Yeah, buy that house for $250,000. Yeah. It's common. If you don't watch it, you become like the 10 lepers that God healed, but you don't ever turn back and praise them because it's just common now. But one of them turned back. One of them said, this is not normal. This is not common. You cleanse me of leprosy and I can't act like it's common like they're doing. They just went on about their business. But I got to tell you, I'm living an uncommon life now. I've been raised from the dead. I got my family back. Where's your gratitude? Where's your thankfulness? Where's your enthusiasm for God? Your life is supernatural. It's God's blessing. How many of you living in a house that's better than what you deserve? Let me see your hand. How many of you driving cars and got more clothes than you can wear? How many of you are making more money than you've ever made in your life? Come on, just be honest. Is that common? Is that worth a common worship and a common reaction to God's goodness? So I don't care what people say about us. Maybe God doesn't want another normal church in Atlanta and in Gainesville and Buford and Gwinnett and Spartanburg. And everywhere else he's going to take us. Maybe he wants some uncommon, wild people, wild-eyed. I don't ever want to get over this. And it hits me, this is not normal. Does anybody get my drift of what I'm talking? When I look at my life, this is stupid. This is uncommon. This is crazy. Look what I get to do. I'm going to get to do it here. I'm preaching on TV. This is uncommon. But your life is the same. Nobody gave any hope for you. Nobody believed in you but God. And God said, let me raise them up. Let me give them. And the more you praise him for what he's done, the more he will release into your life his uncommon blessing. Get up on your feet and give him a mighty shout of praise. If you know I'm preaching the truth at every campus, don't be quiet about it. Lift up a shout of praise. Woo! I hope when you walk in that job tomorrow that you just act like it's common. That I walk in here, I'm the boss, I got promoted, I'm over all these people. You walk in there with a humility. You walk in there with a new appreciation. Lord, have mercy. If they only knew who I really am without God. Anybody feel that way about the goodness of God in your life? We'll have a different altar call today. I want every business person. I want every family. I want every individual who would have to say, I'm living a dream life. Oh, everything isn't perfect. It's never going to be just perfect. You always got to probate your praise. Put it on probation. When things get better, I'll praise the Lord. Sometimes you need to just say, you know what? If God doesn't move the mountain ever, this is not common what God has done in our life. What God has cleansed, don't ever call common. Anybody know what I'm preaching about today? So I'm going to give you a chance to make up for all those Sundays that you've walked in and just let the praise team do the praising. You don't have a common life, friend. God has cleansed you. God has saved you. You're on your way to heaven. Lord, have mercy. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you are. I don't care about nothing about you except if you know God has blessed you. If you know you were a dead man that he raised back to life, or a dead woman he raised back to life, I want you to get out of your seat, and I want you to get down here. This is how we're going to end today. Everybody that will, come. Everybody from the back to the front. Well, everybody can't get down there. That's why, see, that's your problem. You're not everybody. You're not everybody. You're one person. Get in as close as you can get. There's something about just breaking loose sometimes. And we're going to take a little time. Can you believe it? Can you believe that you're in the ministry? You get to go and work for the Lord all day long? Can you believe it? That's not common. That's not common, Ralph. Building homes. Put a for sale sign on your house. Two people getting a bidding war. Don't just pay him what he asked for. They start saying, we'll pay you $5,000 over, $10,000 over, yeah. And they just keep going back and forth, and he's just sitting there saying, and he sold his house tens of thousands of dollars over what he was even asking for. That's not common. Don't let that be common in your life. My God, look at how God's blessed you people. Look at how good he's been to you. Come on, look at your wife and say, my God, I'm a blessed man. That's not common. Look at your husband and say, that's not a common man right there. Look at him standing here in church with me. Look at your practice, Doc. Look at your practice. It's uncommon. Come on, business people. How many of you business people would say, the Lord has really blessed me? I'm kind of overrun. I don't know how I'm going to handle all the business I got. Come on, let me see. Would you throw the other hand up? Say, thank you. Here we go, because he raised you up from the dead. Praise God. I refuse to minimize the goodness of God in my life. My life is not common. Yours either. You have miraculous direction operating in your life. That you are in this service right now, hearing something that could be the trigger to multiplied blessing in your life. Being thankful and never taking for granted, never getting over what God has done in your life. Sometimes when you're riding around that big truck, got all those people working for you, you ought to throw your hands up. You ought to, every once in a while, some tears of gratitude ought to go down your face saying, Jesus, help me, Lord. How could this be? Big doors will open. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm not just up here messing around. I feel God's anointing in this room. Somebody's about to get saved right now. You're a dead man walking. You're a dead woman walking. But you're about to get called out of your grave right now. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just 1 minute. Right where you're standing, if you'd say, Pastor, I know I'm lost. I know I'm dead while I'm in my sin, my pleasure. As soon as it's over, there's something feels dead in my whole, in my heart, in my soul. Just feels dead. I'd like for Jesus to raise me from the dead. I'd like to run out of that grave, and I'd like to say to the devil, what God has cleansed, don't you ever call common again. Pastor, pray for me. I want to get right with God today. If that's you, boldly raise your hand right where you're standing. I want to see it. Right there in Beaufort, right there in Gwinnett, right there in Spartanburg, there in Orange County. Just lift your hand. Hands up all over this room. Hands up all over in every room. Keep your hand high. Keep your hand high. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, everybody. Everybody at every campus, Lord Jesus, I receive you today as my Savior. There's nothing common about what you did on the cross. There's nothing common about the precious blood you shed for me. And today, I receive total cleansing. I'll never be the same. I am forgiven. I am a new creation. And I'll never forget this day. I'll never be the same. I'll never call this common, because you've cleansed me. I am free and I am forgiven in Jesus' name. Everybody who believes it, shout praise God.
I really want to say thank you for joining us this week. If you haven't already, make sure you click on the subscription button and leave us a review. It helps this podcast reach even more people when you comment, when you give us your feedback. For more messages and inspirational materials, download the Jensen Franklin app, or you can head over to jensenfranklin.org. I want to thank all of you who give generously to help us produce weekly content like this to reach the world with the message of Jesus. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.